Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hazrat Wala is not present today. Hazrat Wala is not feeling too well. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives Hazrat Wala kamil shifa, complete cure. And by through giving him cure, Allah gives us also cure, inshallah. Apne malik ko razi kare hum khub. Apne malik ko razi kare khub hum. We should praise our Lord, our Malik, our Master. Abundantly, a great deal. Jiske dil mein nahi hai tera dard gham, ho ke insaan nahi janwar se wo kam. The person, anyone who doesn't have your hurt, your love, or love for you, pain in the heart, love for you, then in spite of the fact that he is a human being, in reality he is a janwar. Person who hasn't got a love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is none less than an animal. And the same thing, another great shair, his name is Bekal, he's still alive, he came some time ago, some years ago, he came to South Africa, where he says, the same mazmoon, same thing. Iman ke jalwo se dil ki dunya hi agar abad nahi, wo aisi imarat hai bekal jiski koi bunyad nahi. If a person's heart is not filled, if a person's heart is not embellished, it is not beautified with iman, then that is such a building, such a structure, that the foundation of which, that has got no foundation at all. Jo dhikre shahid o alam ki sajdaj se pareshan ho jaye, the person who doesn't like to listen to the master of both the worlds about Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, to wo aur hi ka pairo hoga, then he is a follower of someone, whomever it is. But dar asal wa Adam zat nahi hai. But in reality, he is not a human being. This is exactly what Hazrat is saying. Ke jiske dil mein nahi hai tera dard o gham, ho ke insa nahi janwar se wo kam. Dosto sun lo tum kuch meri dasta, ek din phir nahi honge dunya mein hum. Oh friends, listen to my hurt, listen to my advices, listen to my nasihat, my story. One day we will not be here in this world to tell you that again. Khaak tan mein nahi hai agar dard dil koi qeemat nahi, khaak hain sirf hum. Khaak means sand, soil. Tan means this body of ours. Khaak tan mein, this body that is made of soil. If in this body that is made of soil, if there is no dard-e-dil, there is no love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then koi qeemat nahi, then there is no value to us. Then what are we? Khaak hai sirf hum, then we are only soil. What is the difference between us and the soil? Nothing. Dead completely. Person who makes the zikr of Allah is a living person. A person who doesn't make zikr of Allah is like a dead person. So in the same way, if a person has love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, although his body is made of soil, minha khalaqnakum wa fiha nu'idukum, Allah says, we have created you from soil, to soil you are going to be returned. Sulalatim min teen, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made us from teen. So what is it? If a person hasn't got Allah in his heart and a love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is it? It's just soil. And then Hazrat says, Hazrat Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahmatullahi alayh, wo do jahan mein koi meri qeemat nahi, haan agar aap ki ho nigahe karam. Wo jahan mein koi meri qeemat nahi, in both the worlds there is no value to me. The only way I can become of value, if when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's nigahe karam, when his attention filled with love, affection, filled with mercy, with rahmah, if that is focused towards me, then only there will be qeemat and there will be some value to me in this world and in akhirah, inshallah. Sohbate ehle dil se mila dard dil hasad. Now takes our attention from there towards another aspect, that you want this love to come into you, You want the love and the hurt to come into you? How are you going to get it? Sohbate ehle dil se mila darde dil, aur na paate kahan se ye daulat bhi hum? It is only through the sohbat of Allah tabaraka wa sohbat of the ahle dil, the sohbat of the people who have the dil, this heart, the real heart, then I found this darde dil, the what? The pain of the heart and the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, where were we going to get this great ni'mat and this great daulat from? Darde dil sikhnaye agar dosa to saath mere raho, phir sikhayenge hum. If you really want to get darde dil, then stay with me for some time and inshallah we will teach you how to do it. How do you find from among the things that will increase also, that will bring about love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts is, also look at the makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do we recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You can't see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Rabbi arini kaifa tuhyil mawt, Rabbi arini anzur ilayk, I want to see you, show me. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, you will not be able to see me. So how do we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looking at his makhluk? When we see his makhluk, then we recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, sare arz wa sama aur shamsu qamar dekh kar pa gaye apne khaliq ko. We saw all what is there in the earth and in the skies, and the sun and the moon, all that bespeaks the presence of Allah. Oh, when we look at those things, then we understood Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Hazrat says towards the end, there is still one more in between. Sakhtiya shaykh ki hai fana ke liye. Sometimes a shaykh is a bit stern. I won't say cruel, no. No shaykh can be cruel. Stern a little bit. So what happens? Hazrat says, so it is, why does the shaykh become a little bit stern with his murid, with those that have become bi'at to him, who's got ta'alluq with him? Fana ke liye to annihilate you. To take out that I inside us. To take out that I. Maybe kuch ho. I'm also somebody. To take that out. Mat samaj isko har kis sitam. Don't ever think that when a sheikh is become is little stern with you, then that is cruelty. It's not cruelty. It's only love, but love. Akhtare be nawaki sila sada isuno. Listen to the announcement, to the words of Akhtar. What does he say? Apne malik ko razi kare khub hum. Let us please our master a great deal, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Jiske dil mein nahi hai tera dard o gham, jiske dil mein nahi hai tera dard o gham, ho ke insaan nahi janwar se wo kam. Dosto sun lo tum kuch meri daastan, ek din phir nahi honge duniya mein hum. Khaake tan mein nahi hai agar dard dil, koi qeemat nahi khaak hai sirf hum. Do jahan mein koi meri qeemat nahi, do jahan mein koi meri qeemat nahi. Ha agar aap ki ho nigahe karam, sohbate ehle dil se mila darde dil, sohbate ehle dil se mila darde dil, warna paate kahan se ye daulat bhi hum. Darde dil seekhna hai agar dosto, saath mere raho phir sikhayenge hum. Sare arz o sama aur shams o qamar دیکھ کر پا گئے اپنے خالق کو ہم. دل کے ملنے کی بات دل کے ملنے کی ہے بات کچھ اور ہی. ساتھ رہتے ہیں گو ایک مدت سے ہم. سختیاں شیخ کی ہے فنا کے لیے. مت سمجھ اس کو ہرگز ستم. اختر بے نوا کی صدائیں سنو. اپنے مالک کو راضی کریں خوب ہم. جس کے دل میں نہیں ہے تیرا درد و غم. ہو کے انسان نہیں جانور سے وہ کم. ہو کے انسان نہیں جانور سے وہ کم. دوستو سن لو تم کچھ میری داستاں. ایک دن پھر نہیں ہوں گے دنیا میں ہم. جزاکم اللہ خیر.
الحمد للہ الذی ہدانا لہذا وما کنا لنہتدی لولا ان ہدانا اللہ وأكمل لنا ديننا وتم علينا نعمه ورضي لنا الإسلام دينا. فلا نعبد ولا نستعين إلا إياه. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون. صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. أستغفر الله من قول بلا عمل. لقد نسبت به نسلا لذي عقمي. أمرتك الخير لكن ما اعتمرت به وما استقمت فما قولي لك استقمي. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم. يا خير من دفنت بالقاع عظمه فطاب من طيبه القاه والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكن فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتهم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. Respected elders and friends, as we have heard from our very honorable illustrious Ustad Hazrat Maulana Rafiq Sahab Daun Barakatuh, that Hazrat not being well, Hazrat is not present here physically, but Hazrat's special tawajjuh and Hazrat's focus is on this majlis. So we shouldn't be unmindful of that, and we should realize that the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their focus, attention, and their du'as are here. Then if we open our hearts, that inshallah we are sitting in the company of our Hazrat, not this useless servant, just the ordinary useless khadim of our Hazrat. On his instructions we sit here in front. But according as Hazrat explains, according to our niyat, that's how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us. So Allah ta'ala grant our Hazrat shifai kamila, daima, mustamira, ajila. And all of us also Allah ta'ala grant us zahiri and batini shifa. And keep us with afiyat, salamat and rahat all the time. Then it is the practice of our honorable illustrious Sheikh Arif Billah, Hakimul Ummat, Qutbul Aqtab, Hazrat Maulana Shah Abdul Hamid Sahib, Madazil Ali, that before every bayan, before every majlis, firstly discuss one of the sunnahs of Hazrat Nabiya Kareem sallallahu ta'ala sallam. And wallah, it is the sunnahs of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu ta'ala sallam that will make us reach our abode and that will give us a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As in the internationally famous poem of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Arif Billah, Rumi Waqt, Tabriz Zamana, Mujaddid Zamana, Hazrat Maulana Shah Haki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, Hazrat's beautiful poem Naqshe Qadam Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ke hai Jannat ki raaste, Allah Jalla Jalalu se milate Sunnat ki raaste. That in the Naqshe Qadam, in following the footsteps of Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and this is consciously that we follow in the footsteps of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that we realize I am doing this action because it is the Sunnat of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Hazrat has explained also, Hazrat Maulana Shah Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali Shaykhul Hadith has explained that even if there was perhaps no reward on the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but a lover just to think that this is the action of my beloved, that alone brings so much joy and enjoyment. And Allahu Akbar, a sahabi sitting in his home, he comes same time to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he says, "Oh Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when I am at home, I think of you, I become overjoyed, and immediately I come to your presence, I come to Masjid Nabawi, I meet you here, I sit in your company, I feel very, very elated, I feel spiritually uplifted, but I'm worried, and I get very, very worried that when you leave this world, and we leave this world, your position in Jannat, we can't imagine. And there, where will be our position? And that time, we will want to meet you, we will want to be with you." Then, "Oh Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we won't get that opportunity." Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allahu Akbar. The Sahabi says that the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's reply gave me the greatest joy I could ever get in my life. That Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Al mar'u ma man ahabba," that a person will be with who he loves. And as our Shaykh explained, love is not something that you can express by word, but love is something inside, and love is outgoing, that you just see what your beloved does, and you follow in the footsteps of your beloved. So if we follow in the footsteps of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allahu Akbar, in return we will get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the greatest gift a person can ever get. And that is what a person should be inspiring and desiring and working for. Not our dream house, not our dream car, not our dream holiday. Our dream should be, when do I get that spark of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And when does it increase? As we heard in the beautiful poem, so beautifully recited by Hazrat Maulana Rafiq Sahib Madazil Ali, our Dada Shaykh says, if you don't have this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts, then Allah, forget being a human being, we worse than an animal. Because an animal also knows that where he gets his piece of bread, where he gets his water, he's loyal to that door. And we, Allahu Akbar, and that animal, that way he's getting his bread and water, that person did not create that animal. He can't make that food, he can't make that water. Allah Rabbul Izzat, who made us, Allah who's our creator, our sustainer, our nourisher, Allah Ta'ala who knows our needs more than ourselves, and Allah Ta'ala who is seeing to every need of ours, every split moment, Allahu Akbar, it should be natural that we should be loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions very beautifully, وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. Like our Shaykh Azman Abdul Hamid Sahib Madazil Ali says so beautifully, that we the parcel of Allah. Allah Ta'ala knows us very well. Like if you're getting a parcel from overseas, your container is coming. When you open it, immediately you're checking, is this there, is this there, is this. You know your parcel. So Allah, we are the parcel of Allah. Allah Ta'ala knows us better than ourselves. Allah says, وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. Insan, on the one hand, we made you the best of creation. But on the other hand, we made you very weak. Weak-minded also, weak in your body also, weak in your intelligence also, that you come in this world actually to find Allah. But you are so weak-minded, one small thing attracts you and you forget your direction. Just one sport event come in front of you, you forget your direction. Even you make your call to stand in front of Allah and you say, Allahu Akbar. Just one small thought flashes our mind and we forget where we are. We forget we are standing in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are so weak that we don't realize. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His kindness, out of His mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the whole intizam for us in this world, how we can find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Hazrat has said so beautifully, Saat mere raho, stay with the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with this open heart that they have got the ball of the love of Allah ta'ala, that fire of that ball of love in their hearts, how each one of us have got that spark of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it needs to be ignited. And once it gets ignited, we want it to grow all the time. So thus we will get in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one way to get this, they teach us, follow the sunnahs of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala islam. In following the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala islam is one easy way to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allahu Akbar, when you got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wo shay do jahan jis dil mein aaye maze dono jahan se bar ke paaye, the king of both the worlds in whose heart he comes, you'll get the enjoyment of both the worlds already. In this world you'll get the taste of jannat. Jannat will still come on its place. Then you'll realize that following the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam not only will take us to our jannat, it will take us one step far greater, that Allah jalla jalalu se milate sunnat ke raaste. We'll get this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And once you got the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then life has got a different taste. The enjoyment of life is something else. Then we won't look for enjoyment of life in any haram entertainment, or in any holiday, or in any hotel or something. Enjoyment of life, we will realize, is in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala has kept enjoyment in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And where we will learn this from the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like our shaykh explains, Hazrat Zakariya sahab, rahmatullahi alayhi, shaykh al-hadith, used to say, when I used to see my elders making zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then literally my mouth used to get full of water. Like how we see biryani coming and that smell comes, our mouth gets full of water. And it's away. Our spit is rolling already. That we want also that biryani, we lusting. More than they, we will lust for food, they used to lust for the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if Allah ta'ala only correct mine and our spiritual taste buds, then we'll see deen is not just easy. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, ad-deenu yusrun. Deen is very, very easy. And when we get the company of the friends of Allah, and we come to understand, deen is not just easy, deen is very, very enjoyable. And not just enjoyable, deen is delicious. The most delicious thing a person can get is the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But unfortunately, we don't have time today. No time, too busy. Just busy in the dunya all the time. Dunya is so hard to earn, so hard to achieve. You have to get up early in the morning, in the cold winter's morning, in the rain, in the cold, etc. But we'll make all that effort. And for dunya and for deen, we make petty things, brings excuses to us. So Allah Ta'ala put this reality in my heart, in all of our hearts, that really we have to bring alive the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And see, wallah, the problems that the ummah is going through, any part of the world, just get back onto the line of sunnahs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, immediately Allah Ta'ala's rahmat will come down. Allah Ta'ala's assistance, Allah Ta'ala's mercy. But sadly, shaitan deludes us that we go off the path and we want to solve our problems with the same strategies of who are misled already. The kuffar that are misled, we want to solve our problems with their way and their strategies. We also want to engage in martyrs, etc. Our real security, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned very, very clearly, ihfazillahu yahfazka, ihfazillahu tajidu tujahaka, wa iza sa'alta fas'alillah, وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. That Nabi Kareem SAW says, اِحْفَظِ اللَّهِ, protect Allah. What does it mean? Allah is Hafiz. Allah is Hafiz. Allah doesn't need protection. But Allah Ta'ala has made it such that Allah has given us this deen for our benefit. If we take care of our deen, and in our deen, the most important pillar after Iman is our Salah. If we take care of this, Allah Ta'ala says, you'll get my protection. Wherever you are in the world. Otherwise, you can run from pillar to post. You can put all the security guards of this world, which no ulama will tell you it's haram. But the real security comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is to take care of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bring alive the deen of Allah in our lives, in the lives of our families, our children. Then see, automatically Allah Ta'ala's protection will come. And Allah Ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further teaches us, وَإِذَا سَعَلْتَ فَسَلِ اللَّهِ. When you need to ask for anything, any need, you need any assistance, any help, ask only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is there for us all the time and always. Allah Ta'ala will never put you off and say, oh, where were you till now? Now you got no friends, now you coming to me. No, immediately. One person, 80 years, 90 years, in his ibadat, worshipping a idol. And to him, he's in great ibadat, he's worshipping his idol. Every day, Ya Sanam, Ya Sanam, Ya Sanam, oh my idol, oh my idol. But what can that dead idol do for him? La yadurum wa la yanfum. It can't harm them, it can't benefit them also. But poor things, Allahu Akbar. And this is the evil of sin. Sin makes a person's mind warped. And it takes away your mind also. That outwardly you can have big, big degrees, so-called very intelligent, professional person, but you'll stoop down to worshipping stones. Sure. So this person, whole life, Ya Sanam, one day his tongue twisted, and by mistake he says, Ya Samad. And Samad is the special quality of Allah. Allah who is independent. And Allah, when you turn to Allah, Allah will grant you also independence. So Allah Ta'ala immediately answers his call and says, oh my banda, what you want? Malaika, they say, Ya Allah, he is not really turning to you. By mistake he said this. Allah said, if I don't turn to him, what is the difference between his dead Sanam and the loving Allah who is Samad? So Allah Ta'ala is all the time just waiting. When can we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So we have to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah Ta'ala's assistance and help is waiting for us. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives us this full guarantee, which is such a consolation. وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ الْأُمَّةِ لَوِ اجْتَمَوْا وَلَا يَنْفَوْكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَنْفَوْكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَكَ. That if the whole ummah gets together, the whole world wants to benefit you, they will not able to benefit you in the least how much Allah has written for you. And if they want to harm you, لَمْ يَذُرُّكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ. رُفِيَتِ الْأَقْلَامِ وَجَفَّتِ الصُّحُفِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written the taqdeer already. The whole world can get together to cause you harm. With all their artilleries and ammunition, all their forces, they won't able to harm one hair of yours if Allah ta'ala's help and assistance is with you. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the occasion of Hijrat, all the leaders of the enemies got together in Darun Nadwa and planning and plotting how can we get rid of Islam finally and totally. And to get rid of Islam, aliyazu billah, we have to get rid of this man, Hazrat Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allahu Akbar, Shaitan, our Shaykh has put it so beautifully, that actually it's like a triangle, that on the top of the triangle, Shaitan is there, Iblis. He puts all the big, big ideas in front. And then he's got his chelas at the bottom. They don't even know what's his idea. His idea seems very fruitful and it's very rosy. He's giving you a good idea. But in reality, he's putting you into total destruction. And those at the bottom also, they think it's a good idea. They put it forward to their people to work on it. And in the meantime, you're going into total destruction. Like when it was the people were engaged in this consultation with them, how to get rid of Islam totally in Darun Nadwa. A person came standing on the door in the form of an old sheikh, very old sheikh. And they asked him, who are you? What are you standing here at the door for? He says, I'm a sheikh from Najd. I heard you people are having a very, very important meeting, and I thought maybe if I come and I give you some advice, then maybe it will be of benefit for you. Immediately they called him in. Shaitan personally came into their majlis. Personally came into and giving them advices. So they deciding, one person says, let rather, aliyazu billah, let handcuff Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tie his feet, tie his hands and leave him in the house, let him finish alone like in a jail. Shaitan says, I don't think that's a good idea. Because you know his people know him very well. And very soon they'll come to know, they'll come and free him. So that's not a good idea. So they all think, yeah, the sheikh is giving us good advice. That's not a good idea. Let's put that idea one side. Another person gives an idea, let's just exile him. Get him out of Makkah Sharif, then he can do his thing what he wants to. And we won't be affected. Shaitan says, I don't think that's a good idea also. Because you know, he's got a very sweet tongue, aliyazu billah. And he can turn people, and very soon he'll build up a big group and they'll come attack you. So they say, yes, that's also. So see, what terrible advisors he's giving, but how he polishes it. And how he deludes us. Then Abu Jahl gets up and he says, don't you people realize what we have to do? Each one of us from every tribe, the young men has to stand up, take out their swords, and go and surround the house of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the moment he comes out, we all have to finish him. And there's no question that now we will be blamed because everybody will be, all the tribes will be all included in there. As far as the blood money is concerned, that we'll all get together, we'll pay the blood money. Shaitan says, that's the idea, that's a very good idea. And they immediately get ready. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَمْكُرُونَ وَيَمْكُرُ اللَّهِ. They are making, they're planning their evil, terrible plots. But O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are sending our plan also. And look at the plan of Allah. Allah sends Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that tonight you put Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala on your bed and tell him to sleep there without any fear. Kuffar will not attack him, although they all surrounded with their naked swords. And you just take one hand of sand and as you're walking out of your house, just sprinkle it and you will be gone. So the plan of Allah, when we protect Allah, Allah Ta'ala will protect us. And this protection, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam teaches us, that this protection Allah has given for the whole ummah. And this will come when we follow the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah give me and all of us tawfiq and understanding. In this regard, one sunnah that we learn from our Honorable Illustrious Shaykh Hazman Abdul Hamid Sahib Madazil Ali is the sunnah to reply to azan. Unfortunately today in this aspect we are very, very negligent that in replying to azan, which is such a great sunnah, that our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh has written one definite prescription for husne khatima, for good mort, is to reply to the azan. And Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught, when the muazzin says Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, reply the same words. And Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught, whatever words muazzin says, reply accordingly. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, just reply Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. That is not the time to read durood. So we have to learn to follow the sunnahs according to how it is taught. We shouldn't think that we are extra pious. No, I'll read durood. No, do things according to the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when we follow the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, see what great benefit we'll get. Then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught, hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah. At that time, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi says, from this we can realize how true our deen is. That at that time we actually supposed to be saying, Labbaik, oh Allah, I'm coming. You calling me for salah. But no person has got any ability to move his one limb also towards good whatsoever. So beautifully a poet says it, hum aaye nahi, hum laaye gaye. Ye talab bhi usi ka karam ka sadqa hai. Hum aaye nahi, hum laaye gaye. Ye kadam utte nahi, utaye jaate hain. We haven't come on our own. Allah has brought us here. We haven't lifted our legs on our own. Allah Ta'ala has lifted it for us. This reality has to come into our heart, which is called Tawheed. And for that Allah Ta'ala gives us this exercise daily, that every day, five times a day, so many rakats, to get Tawheed into our hearts. But myself, all of us, we should ponder and think, how long I am performing namaz? How much of Tawheed comes in my heart? How much of this reality has come into my heart? Anyway, Nabi Kareem Sawasam says, after you answer the azan, summa sallu alayhi. Then send durood upon Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then read the dua of azan after azan. Allahumma rabba hazi da'wati tamma wa salati al-qa'ima. Ati Sayyidina Muhammad al-wasila wal-fadila. And our Dada Shaykh says, what darajat al-rafiya? That is not in the sunnah dua. If it has come into our tape from childhood in madrasa, then wipe it out. وَبَعَثْتُ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا الَّذِي وَعَدْتَ إِنَّكَ لَا تُخْلِفُ الْمِعَادِ. Nabi Kareem Sawasam says, وَجَبَتْ لَوْ شَفَعَتِ. A person who replies to the azan, read durood upon me, read the azan, read the dua, my intercession has become wajib for him. And our Hazrat Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi explains that only those people will get the intercession of Nabi Kareem Sawasam who's got iman. So this is a clear prescription for Iman-e Kamil. But myself, all of us, let us ponder and think. Azan is taking place, we are talking. Azan is taking place, we can't put our phones down. We are too busy on our messages. And sadly, if we busy on some haram porn site while azan is taking place, and then we want to know why is the condition of the ummah as such. So Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us tawfiq and understanding to realize that only in the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah Ta'ala has kept the road to our eternal abode, and that is Jannat. And greater than Jannat is to gain the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Further, respected elders and friends, we are already in the month of Rajab. In the month of Rajab, when the month of Rajab came, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam already taught us the beautiful dua. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaban wa balighna Ramadan. This is not just a formality that we just write it on a board and we just read it. Imam Sahib just reads it and we say Ameen, but we don't know the reality of it. And as our Shaykh explained so beautifully, when we hear the word Barkat, then we just think the tells must be ringing. Oh, my check must, I must get a 13 check or whatever. Or I must start getting bonus, I must get increment. And in there we think there is barakat. Barakat is not really in that. Barakat is in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forget the zaat of Allah. Just to take the name of Allah, Allah ta'ala says, Tabaraka alladhi biyadil mulk. Ba barakat wo zaat hai, jiske qabza qudrat mein ye sare jahan hai. Very blessed is that great being in whose control and sovereignty is the entire universe. So just in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we learn to take the name of Allah, when we learn how to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then see what barakat Allah ta'ala will bring into our lives. And barakat is, what is the sign of barakat? That now you're getting inclined towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. You're getting disinclined from the deceptive world, and you're getting inclined towards the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the barakat Nabi Kareem Sawasam is talking about. And Nabi Kareem Sawasam is drawing our attention. Psychologically, Nabi Kareem Sawasam is making our mind up that a very, very, very special event is coming along. And it can't be, it is not becoming that a great event comes and you are still unmindful. And you lose out wholesale. Where Allahu Akbar, as our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say so beautifully, that sadly today we see people got time to pass their time. And in the month of Ramadan, the days are but long, or we feeling about, let's go and pass time. And pass time where? On the lake, on the zoo lake. Women are walking around naked, women are walking around, and we making bad nazri. Hazrat says, the reality of what you think you're passing time, when you go into the cupboard, you will realize you failed your time. You did not pass your time, you failed your time. So let us not pass our time. Let us realize and understand that Nabi Kareem Sawasam is telling us that a great month, a very, very special event, that month in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmat is descending in torrents. And Allahu Akbar, Allah Ta'ala's rahmat coming down, and if we still don't take from there, then how unfortunate are we? Like our Shaykh explained so beautifully, that the greatest place where Allah Ta'ala's rahmat is descending, presently at Rauza-e Pak on Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So one easy way to benefit is when Allah takes us and grants us this opportunity to be at present at Rauza-e Pak, just to enter the Masjid-e-Nabawi of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, just make this dua, Ya Allah, You brought me to that place where your fountain of rahmat is at the great force. Oh Allah, just send 1-2 drops of this rahmat on me. And your whole life will change. But Hazrat says, we go without a beard, we come back without beard. Our women folk go without parda, we come back without parda. We go there and sadly today, our condition is, Hazrat explained, very sadly myself and all of us have to take stock of ourselves. Hazrat says, people in other countries have got this picture of the South African people who go for Umrah, for Hajj, that if you really want to find them, you'll find them on the third floor in Bin Dawood, at where the shops are, the restaurants are, sitting with their sunglasses, you'll find them there. Or you'll find them in the malls. This shouldn't be our condition. Hazrat says, why we don't benefit from the rahmat of Allah? Because if you go to the Niagara Falls, you go to the Victoria Falls, and you put your bucket upside down, and you say, I want to fill my bucket. Till the cows come home, till Qiyamah you won't get water. But learn to put your bucket the right side, even under a tap that is dripping one drop, you'll see your bucket will finally get full. So our spiritual bucket of the heart, we have to come to the friends of Allah to learn how to put it the right side. Then see, forget Masjid-e-Haram, forget Medina Sharif. Allah, the Nabi-e-Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us the beautiful dua. When you enter the masjid, Rabbi khfirli zunubi waftahli abwaab rahmati. Said, oh Allah, the thing that's going to block me from your rahmat, please forgive my sins. Forgive my sins, now open not one door. Waftali abwaab rahmatik. Open the doors of rahmat when I come to. This is the royal house of Allah. Allah has given us that special invitation. And we haven't, as I mentioned, we haven't come here on our own. Allah has brought us here and not just brought us like that. Allah has given us a royal invitation. That Allah special invited, the muazzin is calling out, and we should realize, we should appreciate these great men who are calling us to where Allah Ta'ala wants us to be. Allah's special invitation, that is why Allah Subhanahu wa Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned that on the day of Qiyamah you'll see the muazzineen, those who called us, the special invitation, their necks will be very, very high. That they called us and we didn't take heed. We were still engaged in our fun. Let me just finish this over. Let me just finish this deal. I'll read my namaz later and later. And procrastination is a thief of time. Before we know, it's time. Especially at the time of Asr, we delay. Before we know, it's makruh time. And before we know, the sun is setting and we haven't made our Asr namaz. So we have to realize and understand. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala's special mercy is descending all the time. So to every masjid, when we enter the masjid, we're supposed to be getting the rahmat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. But we don't get it because the buckets of our hearts, our spiritual buckets, are not the right side up. That is why Hazrat has these majalis. Every month, Hazrat goes throughout the world. The pain in their heart, how we should not be deprived of the mercy of Allah and get this connection with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So we are very, very fortunate. Allah Ta'ala has granted us this great opportunity to be connected to the Shaykh of the time. What a great personality. Let us appreciate. As Hazrat Allahu Akbar, in this beautiful poem Hazrat has mentioned, Sun lo tum kuch mere dasta. That, oh my friends, listen to my advice little while. One day you won't find us here. And when they're not here, then you want to say, ah, we didn't take a maximum benefit. So Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us tawfiq and understanding to realize. Hazrat explains that what is the real barakat of with this dua that Nabi Kareem Sawasim is teaching us. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaban wa balighna Ramadan. That Allah give us blessings in the month of Rajab, in the month of Shaban that's coming ahead, and make us reach the month of Ramadan. Yes. Otherwise, normally Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to say that I don't even have that much of hope that when I make my one salam, I will turn my face and make my other salam. That death is so, it's inevitable. And which minute it will come? Ek kal kal to kya? A poet says, kal kal to kya? Ek pal ka bhi khabar nahi. What you saying tomorrow, tomorrow? You don't know whether you're going to wink your eye the next second. What you talking about tomorrow, I'll change my life. Or when I go for Umrah, I'll change my life. Or next Ramzan, I'll change my life. No, the moment, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah Ali used to say that in any time you're in your heart, whether you're sitting in a bayan, whether in a namaz, whatever, in your heart came that, nah, I must change my life. How can I? So that is actually jazb. Allah is pulling
hearing you. Immediately in that majlis, make tawbah, istighfar, and make a pledge with Allah. Oh Allah, please help me now on to change my life. And then after that, just come on to the right path, sit in the company of the friends of Allah, and see how life will really become enjoyable. So Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us tawfiq and understanding to realize that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us that as far as life in concern, no guarantee. But when Ramadan Sharif is coming, such a great month, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made dua, oh Allah, give us barakat and let us reach there. Let us reach so we can get the maximum benefit. Because to get Allah, to find Allah, you need this love, this taqwa. And Allah Ta'ala says, وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ زَادِ التَّقْوَى. When you're coming to meet me on the occasion of Hajj, what you must really pack in your bag? Pack taqwa. And where you will get this taqwa? Taqwa is the special month Allah Ta'ala has given us in the year, every year. The special month of Ramadan is actually, our Shaykh says so beautifully, not really for ibadat. Ibadat is on its place. Really to gain taqwa, to gain that love of Allah. And our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, how fortunate are those people that spend their Ramadan in the company of a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they got two steam engines that are pulling them towards Allah. One is the month of Ramadan, which Allah has made the month of taqwa. One is Allah Ta'ala says, Kunu ma'as-sadiqeen. If you want taqwa, be with the pious servants of Allah. So in the month of Ramadan, a friend of Allah, and the month of Ramadan, two steam engines, dishing out taqwa, and that is what we should be looking forward for. So Nabi Kareem Sawasam taught us, make dua, Allah give me barakat. In other words, I shouldn't be deprived. 1 minute shouldn't go wasted. And for that, from the month of Rajab already, start getting ourselves in gear. We know a very big occasion, function takes place these days, sadly. Our weddings, like a very big function. Woo-ha, 6 months before the time. So much preparation, everybody is preparing. And Allahu Akbar, the actual nikah that's supposed to be taking place, people don't even know whether that took place or not. Because everything else they're involved in. All other haram preparations, etc. And we are so involved in that. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, those are not things you should be preparing for. What you really should be preparing, your akhirat. Allah has given you this. Our calendar is such, our Islamic calendar. As the month goes, there is more barakat coming in. More barakat coming into our lives. But if we, our hearts are not open, then we just pass. Another Ramadan will come and go. Or we'll say, oh, so quick, Ramadan is coming. And when Ramadan comes and it goes, it's, oh, Ramadan is gone. Like our Shaykh says, it's just lip service. Allah give me the reality and all of us. That we say, oh, Ramadan went so quick, so fast. But now it's coming, already we should check our hearts. Is that happiness coming in our heart that Ramadan Sharif is coming? It's the time to gain from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in order to gain, we have to remove all the blockages. And one of the main blockages is, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us this barakat in the month of Rajab. Rajab was that special month in which Allah Ta'ala granted Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam the highest position to show the world what is the position of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Subhanalladhi asra bi abdi laylam min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa. That very special occasion of Mi'raj, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to. And we should realize our iman is, this was not a dream. This is a reality and a factual event that took place, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a split moment. And in order to realize this, Allah Ta'ala starts the surah so beautifully. Subhanalladhi asra. Don't look at the incident outwardly. Look at the great personality's hand behind the incident. Who is totally pure and free from any weakness whatsoever. If Allah Ta'ala wants anything to happen, forget a split moment, a billionth of a split moment it takes place. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala undertook Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam this great journey. فَكَانَ قَابَ قَوْسَيْنِ أَوْ أَجْنَى فَأَوْهَا إِلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ مَا أَوْهَا. Allahu Akbar, what close proximity Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam reached. Allahu Akbar, so much so that Jibreel alayhi salatu was salam, who was the rabbi of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he comes to a very close, Sidratul Muntaha, He says, O Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, from this point, you'll have to go alone. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so to say, says, O Jibreel, me alone, I'm a stranger here. You my rapper, now you're sending me? Allahu Akbar. A poet says so beautifully, usse aage jo jayega, jo jal jayega. That whoever goes one hair's breadth beyond that point, even Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, because of Allah Ta'ala's special tajalli, Allah's special nur, he'll burn down to ashes. But who reached that position? Only Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Such a close position, such close proximity. And then Allahu Akbar, what dialogue took place between Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Allah Rabbul Izzat. Two beloveds who love one another. Allah's love for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah created the entire universe. Allah's love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah Ta'ala loves Madina Sharif so much. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's love for Allah Rabbul Izzat, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved Makkah Sharif so much. So there's no question also of that point, which is better, which is more greater virtue, Allahu Akbar. We have to become the beloved of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And look at the kindness of Allah. And look at the feeling of the two beloveds in that close proximity. Our Shaykh says, when you are waiting all the time, when is my nikah going to take place? And the moment nikah takes place, you just in your heart, you feel, I wish all these guests can disappear. That I want now my bride, I must have her now, in my special room alone. And when you alone with your bride in your special room, and you are intimate with her, then your father can scream for you also, you won't even hear. No, you'll say, I didn't hear. I was sleeping. Where you were sleeping? You were in a different world. But Allahu Akbar, that is also our nafs, our desires. It's not really true love if we haven't got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is just infatuation. Real love is Allah's love and the love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At that time, the discussion, At-tahiyyatu lillah wa salawat wa tayyibat. Allahu Akbar. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam in essence saying, Ya Allah, At-tahiyyatu lillah. That whatever of my praises I can praise you with, Ya Allah. All my verbal praises only and only for you, Ya Allah. All for you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, all my bodily sacrifices, all for you, O Allah. All my monetary sacrifices, after all, where did it come from? It has come only from you. Our Dada Shaykh says so beautifully, agar jaan deni ho, to usi ko, agar dil dena ho, to usi ko de do jisne tumhe dil diya. If you really want to give your heart to somebody, give it to that great personality who will appreciate it, who gave you the heart. Allah knows the value of your heart, so give your heart to Allah. Today, sadly, we're giving our heart to sports. We're giving our heart to our sports cars. We're giving our hearts to our mobile phones, etc. Sadly, haram, illicit love affairs, and we're giving our hearts to those haram partners of ours. Give our heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he says this, in return Allah ta'ala says, As-salamu alayka ayyuhan Nabi. That, O Nabi, if all your beautiful verbal praises are for me, then all my salamati is upon you also. So if we want salamati, this is the road to our salamati. This is the road to our success. Allah ta'ala says, Qad aflaha al-mu'minun. That successful indeed are the believers. The moment you brought iman, that is your prescription of success and every type of success. Imam Raghib Isfahani rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned that there is no word more encompassing than the Arabic word falah, for success. That every type of success you're looking for, it lies in this word falah. So when Allah says the believers are successful already, then Allah has already declared our success. But what is the sign to see whether we are real believers? Now Allah gives a brief sign that myself and all of us, our Shaykh says so beautifully, today you go to the doctor and he tells you your sugar level are but too high, or your blood pressure is too high. Immediately you go to the chemist, you want to buy a machine to check every day. I must check my sugar level. I must check my blood pressure. But we're not checking our iman, the pressure of our iman. And for that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Rabbul Izzat has given us many machines in the Quran Sharif, in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are many machines to check whether our iman is increasing or not. One special bab in Bukhari Sharif, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi has put a special bab in the Tarjamatul Bab, Al-Imanu Yazidu wa Yanqus. that Iman, you are too worried, checking the dollar price and the oil price. What's the price today? Did it rise or did it go down? He says, worry of the price of your Iman. Iman also rises, Iman also goes down. We shouldn't be going with the flow, as our Shaykh says. We're going with the flow and just getting caught up in the kuffar lifestyle. And that wind that is blowing at the time of mort, it shouldn't be that we realize, my Iman has been withered away. It has been blown away. Allah save me and all of us. We should be worried all the time, every moment, that our Iman must be safe. And we are too worried of our outward security. Protect our Iman and then see. So Allah Ta'ala says, I have given you the prescription of success. Once you have brought Iman, you are on the road to success. Now, protect this Iman and see whether you have got the Iman in reality. قَدْ أَفْلَى الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. One of the first signs, Iman is the condition of the heart. That is internal. Now outwardly, in this world, how you able to realize I've got Iman? الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Those people who are concerned of their salah. And they stand in front of Allah خَاشِعُونَ. What total devotion, what total concentration. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala has given the beautiful tafsir of خَاشِعُونَ. He says, سَاكِنُونَ قَلْبَ سَاكِنُونَ قَالِبًا خَائِفُونَ قَلْبًا. That when you say Allahu Akbar, you realize in front of whom I'm saying. Allah is the greatest. And I'm surrendering totally in front of Allah. I'm throwing both the worlds behind me. Even this world, even the year after. I actually want Allah Rabbul Izzat. And the sign of that, Allahu Akbar, any person you got a court order, that you have to stand in the court, in the high court. When the judge walks in, already you're shivering. And when you go and stand in that box, how you're shivering? Here we got not just a court order, we got a special invitation from Allah. And what an honorable invitation. And we stand in front of Allah. The moment we say Allahu Akbar, our Dada Shaykh, Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtasab, Rahmatullah Ali, says so beautifully. Firstly, the tafsir of Hazrat Ali Rajnaw, he says, what is khashi'un? That sakinuna qaliban. Qalib is this body of ours, which is the holder. And qalban, what is this body holding? It is holding our qalb, our heart inside. So he says that in front of Allah Rabbul Izzat, your body should be motionless. You're standing in front of Allah. In front of Allah, how motionless should your body be? And Allahu Akbar, your heart should be trembling with fear. Oh Allah, in your court now. You have brought me here. Oh Allah, you have given me this opportunity. Am I going to value this opportunity or not? And also another way to realize and understand that the Qibla of our body is Kaaba Sharif. And the Qibla of the heart is the Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we realize this, then we'll see, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. When that salah becomes salah, then we'll see one namaz, how it will take us away from all types of evil and all type of shameless actions. But we are performing namaz for how many years now? Myself, all of us, let us ponder and think. In my namaz already I'm thinking, hey, I mustn't forget to SMS her. I mustn't forget, I still got my casino chips. In my namaz I'm thinking of all those things. In my namaz I'm worried of the cricket scores. I'm worried of my shop and taking stock of my shop. Then where is it? Then we say, we think namaz is not delivering. Our Shaykh gives a beautiful example and he says, if somebody tells you Toyota cars are very good and you decide to buy a Toyota car, but now you don't service it, you don't check the oil, water, and you get stuck on the road, and then you say these Toyota cars are useless. It's not the Toyota cars are useless, your car is having a problem. Service your car and see. Exactly the same, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us that first of all, let me just explain what I was mentioning, our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtasab Rahmatullah Ali says, that how Hazrat Ali radiallahu has mentioned that when you stand in front of Allah, motionless, and your heart should be fearing and be trembling in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm standing. Hazrat says that mine and your condition, that when we leave the house, it doesn't itch us anywhere. No scratching, nothing. We come to the masjid, we make wuzu also, it doesn't itch us anywhere. We're just carrying on. After wuzu, we come in the masjid, it's not itching. The moment we say Allahu Akbar, here it starts itching. Now a person is scratching here, and then he's scratching here, and Hazrat says, I have seen good people, ulama, in namaz, they are busy digging diamonds and then still inspecting it. Is this the Kohinoor or what? And this is our condition. And then Allahu Akbar, Nabi Kareem, on the one hand, Allah Ta'ala says, your success lies here in bringing Iman. And the sign of Iman is you concerned of your Salah. And Salah, Allah Ta'ala, when Allah Ta'ala talks about Salah, Allah Ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ. Those who establish their namaz. Which means we have to do a course in namaz. We have to learn what is namaz all about. Today we just think, I've learned namaz in my primary madrasa, I know how to perform namaz. No, namaz is something Nabi Kareem Sa'asim has mentioned. Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Perform namaz how you saw me performing namaz. So much so that one sahabi comes in the masjid. Nabi Sa'asim is having his majlis. He makes wuzu, he performs two rakats namaz. Nabi Sa'asim is noticing him. He comes to sit in the masjid. Nabi Sa'asim said, go and return, you haven't performed namaz. He's surprised, but he goes back, he makes again another two rakats. Again Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him, you haven't performed namaz. And the third time again, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him, you haven't performed namaz. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tells him, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. And he says, oh Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, please teach me namaz. And how fortunate are we, Allah has made the system. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught the Sahaba, Sahaba taught the Tabi'in, Tabi'in taught the Tabi Tabi'in practically how to perform Salah. A person asked Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, how was the wuzu of Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? He didn't give a long theory lecture. He said, bring me a lota, bring me a small bath. And practically on the masjid, he demonstrated how to make wuzu. Today we haven't learned also. We shouldn't be shy. As old as we are, we should learn. Till today the mashayikh and many mashayikh used to have practical salah during the month of Ramadan. Fortunate are we, our shaykh has a special program for how many years. And people who have just picked up the kitab Anwarus Salah overseas, recently they came to know, one woman says, when I read this kitab and now I know about Salah, my eagerness just goes out of bounds when it's time for namaz. I just look forward to namaz. And like our Shaykh gives a beautiful example, he says this one apa, she came across the ayat, وَأَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي لِتَرْضَى, that I should hasten towards my Allah to make my Allah happy. So she says, her husband used to phone her and say that make this dish for me, etc. She used to get it ready. So one day he phoned and he said, I'm coming home just now in about half an hour, 1 hour's time. Prepare this dish for me. So she started getting the dish ready. While she was halfway with it, almost preparing it, then azan went. Now she was in a slight dilemma. That must I just finish this dish quickly and then I still got time to make my namaz. And many of our women folk, this is what we put ourselves in problem. I'll just wash the dishes finish. I'll just finish this cooking and I'll still have time. And before we know, the time of namaz is gone. And we miss our namaz or we miss the best time for namaz. Anyway, in that dilemma, immediately this ayat came to her mind, وَأَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي لِتَرْضَى, that I should hasten towards my Allah. Allah should be happy with me. So she left everything like that and she went immediately to the musalla. She started her namaz. Her husband is phoning that, how far are you? No answer, because she's on the musalla. And when she went into sajda, Allah Ta'ala took her and she became the pyar of Allah. And Allah Ta'ala took her in that love, Allahu Akbar, in sajda. What an honorable. So when we learn namaz, and we have this course which our shaykh does every year in and year out, to learn what is namaz all about, then we'll realize to stand in front of namaz, and to go for salah, forget Allahu Akbar. Preparation for salah, when we hear that azan, immediately one is the sunnah preparation to reply to the words of azan. And wajib is now to go towards salah immediately. Okay, if you never made your wuzu, start making your wuzu. Moving towards the salah, namaz, etc. Today, Allahu Akbar, look at the sad condition of the ummah throughout the world. The statistics of the ummah today, our elders are so worried all the time. Ijtimaz, all the speaker is what? How namaz can come into our lives. And not just one is namaz which we think we are performing namaz. That namaz, Allah Ta'ala says, to read namaz is not sufficient. فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ. One is people who are just reading namaz. We come in, up, down, kiss the ground, back to town, like one Maulana said. Just in a hurry, last in, last out. Our Shaykh says how we made our deen, Allah makes the laws of the government also such. The labor laws are also, you came last in, we employed you last, we kick you out first. So we also, we come last in the masjid. The Imam hardly makes salam, no time to read tasbih, no time to make dua, we are just dashing out of the masjid. And then we want to know what is the condition of the ummah. Allah Ta'ala says there is that type of salah which you are outwardly, you are reading your namaz, but there's curse and destruction on that namaz. And that namaz is thrown on your face back like a dirty, stinking rag. Allah doesn't need that namaz. Allahu Akbar. So to learn and to establish namaz, to learn the reality of namaz, how to make our istinja properly, how to make our taharat properly, then the outward postures of namaz, then Allahu Akbar, our correcting our tajweed, etc. And then Allahu Akbar, when the ummah becomes paban on namaz, and thus speaker I should have, all of us should have, how namaz can come into my life. And don't think I'm paban with my namaz. If you are paban, alhamdulillah. But let us see the quality of our namaz. Let us improve. It's not just to be reading namaz. There's no end to improving the quality of namaz. Hazrat explained, Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that person who reads a namaz, and in his heart it came, today I read the best namaz, then that was the worst namaz of his. Because at the end of namaz, the greatest teacher, Hazrat Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the greatest student, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, what is their kafiyat of ihsan and presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The greatest lesson of salah, at the end of that lesson, what dua Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala? Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. Oh Allah, I cause a great oppression for myself. What oppression? Where? What is the namaz of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The namaz of the best ummati, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Yet Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. That, oh Allah, I've caused great oppression to myself. In other words, Allahu Akbar, every time in salah you'll see the love of Allah must increase. If this is just words that we're talking, if the reality can only come, one speck of that reality can come, then see, wallah, the enjoyment of namaz, we can't explain the enjoyment of salah. And what salah will deliver for the ummat, salah will deliver and solve all our problems. But if we are just like Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala has mentioned, that time will come in the ummah, masajids will be full, but not one of us will have very, when they say not one of us, al-aktharu hukmul kul. In other words, majority of the musallis, that will be their condition. So it's like all. There may be few people there that will have khushu and khudu. But generally, the masjids, people will be wehran of concentration. People won't have devotion. In our namaz, as I mentioned, we're thinking of the cricket scores. Sadly, we're thinking of illicit love affairs. Then how can that namaz deliver? Even the kuffar, we say they are our enemies. They are not our real enemies. Our enemies are our sons. That Allah Ta'ala says, Aqimis salat al-zikri. Namaz I made for you to establish, to remember me. You are in miraj. When you go into sajda, you so to say at the feet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't feel this. Why? We have to do a cause in the marifa, the recognition of Allah. We have to do a cause in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala says, Qad aflaha man tazakka. When you start purifying your heart and you make the zikr of La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, remove all the dirt and filth and the rust that has come in the heart and bring Allah in the heart for salah. Now perform that salah and see the difference. Doesn't mean if you haven't yet did that course, Maulana said you must do that course, then only perform namaz. No, carry on performing our namazes, but have that fikr, have that concern, and realize today the statistics in the ummah, if there are 20% in the ummah performing 5 times salah, we are fortunate. Even in Haramain Sharifain, people are there, people are in Umrah also, in Hajj also. Time for Salah, they still in their hotel rooms. They are still watching TV, watching the news, etc. Right there, then where is Allah Ta'ala's madad going to come? Where is Allah Ta'ala's rahmat going to come? So Allah Ta'ala gives us, Allah Ta'ala is reminding us, that when you perform salah, what khashi'un, what does khushu and khuzu, then وَالَّذِينَ مَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُورِدُونَ, automatically you'll see, your heart will be just inclined from all useless actions. Sports won't appeal to you anymore. All the news and that unnecessary, which is 90% propaganda, hogwash. If you don't know how to read the news, don't read it, because it is just there to depress you and make you feel that Muslims are suppressed. In the world, wherever we went with Hazrat on Safar, masjids are just getting extended all the time. There are masjids just coming up all the time. People are just coming into the fold of Islam all the time. But we have to see, how much am I coming into Islam? How much is namaz coming into my life? And as I say, if we are performing namaz, then alhamdulillah, but let us see, is the quality of namaz increasing? Is our postures today, so many years we are performing namaz, our posture of namaz is still not properly. Our Shaykh says, some of us, we stand in namaz like we're standing at a street corner, or we're standing half on one leg and half on the other leg. No, we have to realize we're standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then when we bring our namazes in order in the month of Rajab, and especially check our nafal, our qaza namazes, today shaitan deludes us again, that now Ramadan is coming, I must start reading more my pansuras, I must start making all that on its place. But more important is what is faraiz, that we got so many qaza namazes. Our Shaykh gives a beautiful example of this. He says, you're owing somebody 100,000 ren, and you're giving his child sweets and stock sweets. And you say, I'm so good to this man. But that man is saying, everybody, this man, I don't know what's wrong with him. He's going Hajj Umrah, he's not talking about paying my account. So exactly the same. We owing Allah Ta'ala all accounts of all our qaza namazes since the time we became our baligh. And we're making so much zikr, and we're reading so much mansuras, and we say, no, I'm okay, and I'll be going for Hajj and Umrah, but we're not thinking of our qaza namazes. We have to make tawbah, we have to make qaza, and start with the qaza namazes. Whether it's 20 years, don't think it's too much. You just start, and in the process, if you leave this world, Allah says, my banda was sincere, and he started, Allah will wipe out that account. That is how kind Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. That is the actual barakat of the month of Rajab. Then when you go into Shaban, now you're going closer to Allah. Your marriage with Allah is getting closer. Now Allah gives you the opportunity of Shabi Barat. Take your spiritual bath. Make complete tawbah istighfar. When the month of Ramadan comes, you are ready now. You're moving. You're not in first gear. You're not taking off in third gear. Our Shaykh says, Ramadan Sharif come, you want to take off in third gear. First 2-3 days, you want to be there early for Taraweeh. And in third gear, if you take off, and especially you're going up a steep, how lot your car is going to go? Not even two jerks and it's going to jerk off. From now, let us start off with first gear. Move it up already into second gear. By the time Shaban is there, third gear already, Ramadan Sharif comes, we're ready for that occasion. And fortunate is that person who makes a niyat now that, oh Allah, I want to spend my Ramadan in the company of the Wali of Allah. And our Shaykh Khanka is there, let us make niyat, and let us try and attend. And whichever Khanka our heart takes to, we should go. But Allah has kept this opportunity for us, let us not let it go by. Otherwise, Rajab will come, Shaban will go by, Ramadan Sharif will come and go, and in this way our life will also get finished. Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us tawfiq and understanding to realize the importance of bringing our namaz, our salah in order, and establishing our salah. Then see, as I've mentioned, that salah is not easy, it's not just enjoyable, it will be delicious for us, and we won't able to leave our salah. Allah give us all tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhir da'wana.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ahmadu wa nasalli ala Rasulil Kareem. A few announcements. One is that tomorrow night, inshallah, will be the program in Azharville in the Darul Ulum from Maghrib to Isha Salah. So humble request for the brothers to come, an Ash'ar program. This is to encourage us, to give us encouragement. And then inshallah on Yomul Ahad on Sunday morning from 10 o'clock till Zuhar Salah will be the program, will continue. And then inshallah from on Laylat to Arbi'a, our normal Tuesday program, the Isha Salah is 15 minutes earlier compared to normally it was 8 o'clock, now it will be quarter to 8. The program is after, so humble request for the brothers to come earlier. And then inshallah next month, the 22nd, the 3rd, 4th and 5th of Shaban, 22nd, 23rd, 24th of May will be our Islahi Jalsa taking place in Port Shepstone. It's a pre-Ramadan Islahi program to encourage us also for the month of Ramadan and for our Islah. So humble request for all the brothers to participate. JazakAllah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. کوئی بتائے دریاؤں کو ایسی روانی کس نے دی, کس نے چمکتا دن بخشا یہ رات سہانی کس نے دی, ننے مننے پودوں کو گلشن میں جوانی کس نے دی. ہو یکتا قدرت بھی رکھتا ایسا ہے میرا اللہ ایسا ہے میرا اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. سورہ رحمان پڑھ کر کر لو اپنے دل کو نورانی, روشن روشن قلب و جگر ہو جگمگ جگمگ پیشانی, دل میں خدا کا نور بسا لو بات کرو تم قرآنی, چمکا لو کردار کو ایسا چمکا لو کردار کو ایسا سب کہہ دے ماشاء اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. کرہ ارض کو گردش میں یوں زیر فلک رکھا کس نے, سورج چاند ستاروں میں یہ نور چمک رکھا کس نے, لیلا کے فانی چہرے پر ایسا نمک رکھا کس نے, خالق حسن کی ہر لحظہ ہے شان نئی سبحان اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ
وسلم. الحمد للہ رب العالمین والصلاۃ والسلام علی سیدنا ونبینا وشفیعنا ومولانا محمد واصحابہ وبارک وسلم. ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرین. اللهم انا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها انت خير من زكاها انت وليها ومولاها. اللهم انا نسألك تمام الوضوء وتمام الصلاة وتمام رضوانك وتمام مغفرتك. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولشيخنا ولمشائخنا ولمن له حق علينا ولمن أحسن إلينا ولمن أوصانا بالدعاء ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات المسلمين والمسلمات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم اغفر موتانا وموت المسلمين. اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات, وألف بين قلوبهم وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم لعن الكفرة الذين يسدون عن سبيلك ويكذبون رسلك ويقاتلون أولياءك. اللهم خالف بين كلمتهم وزلزل أقدامهم وأنزل بهم بأسك الذي لا ترده عن القوم المجرمين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم, وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون, وسلام على المرسلين, والحمد لله.